Thursday the 9th of February, Kof Hei Shvat, Rabbi Shmuel Halberstadt, the Chiyuv of Mazik on Purim.
I would like to discuss with the Olam today a shaila which is very frequent, and that deals with the question on Purim. When, with all the excitement of the day in the Simchas Hayoim, it is not infrequent that a person might damage in some way the property of another person, or even physically damage another person, in a way that during the year one would be mechuyev als mazik. You're sitting next to somebody and they're a little bit overlebedic and they're flailing around with their arms, and one person knocks off a person's glasses and the glasses fall off. A person could have eaten too much, and the person next to him will end up with a dry cleaning bill on his suit. Are you mechuyev? And the whole year, the din is a person's mechuyev. A mazik is mechuyev, pein be'oynes, pein be'rotzen, pein be'shoykik, pein be'mezit. What is the halacha on Purim? So, it is very interesting to see that the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Tov Reish Sadiyeh deals with the Shaila in more than one place. In Tov Reish Sadiyeh, in the halacha of Sudas Purim, the Ramah says as follows, V'yesh Oimrim, Dim hizik echod es chaveiru mikoyach simchas purim, potum milashalim. If a person is mazik his friend because of the simcha of purim, mikoyach, coming out of the simcha of purim, he's potum milashalim, and he refers to a simon of Shulchan Aruch in Hichos Mazik, where this halacha is also stated. But we'll soon see why you're potum. The Ramah seems to repeat this halacha in a different case, further on in Siman Tov Reish Sadivov. At the end of Tov Reish Sadivov, that is in Sif Ches, the Ramah brings the following din. V'chein, b'nei Adam ha-choytfim zeh mizeh derech simcha. People who will grab things from another, we'll see soon from the source, this was the case, the original case was Bachurim who were stealing food from one another. Ein b'zeh mishum loisigzoil. There's no loisigzoil in here. V'noha kukach, the minnik is to do that. V'vach le'yasu dovash le'kohoikin alpi tuvei ho'ir. So there's no gzeila to steal one from the other. And the question we want to clarify a little bit, b'siyata d'shemaya today, is, what is there any difference between these two halachas? The Ramah mentions the din twice, in two different cases, one concerning mazik, the other one concerning gzeila. Does that mean these that they're two specific halachas, or perhaps just two different examples which were discussed in the earlier poskim? There's an indication that these are two separate halachas because he brings it in two different places. The first one he brings in Hilchos Sud and Tov Reish Sadiyeh, and the second one further on, the end of Tov Reish Sadivov. So I think if we examine the source of both of these dinim, we will see that these are two very specific halachas, and each one has its own kavulim. What is the mocha for this Ramah, the first Ramah, Tim Hizik Echod Es Chaveiroi Mikoyach Simchas Purim Potim Minashalim? Is that perhaps the Gemara Sukkah? I'm sorry. So the guy over here in Tov Reish Sadiyeh, of course, sends us to the source of this Ramah. He sends us to a Tosfos at the end of Sukkah Daf Mem Hei Omad Aleph. There we recall the Mishnah says, very interesting lesson. The end of the Mishnah says, Miyad Tinoikus Shomtin Es Lulvehen V'Oichlin Es Regehen. From the children, they would take the lulavim or the and the esroigim, and they would eat the esroigim. Says Tosfos, lulvei atinoikis shomtin agdoilim miyodon v'oichlin esroigayin shel tinoikis v'ein b'davdovo gezel v'loi mishum da'ake sholeim elo shekach nagu boi machma simcha. It seems that machma, they were busy with simchas yotiv, and they wanted to eat esroigim. It was a manchel which they enjoyed to eat on Yom Tov after they had finished being yotze with the esrogim, and there was a shortage of esrogim, so they would take the esrogim from the children and eat them. So Tosfos says there's no question of gezel, there's no question of darkei sholeg. Kach noagu boy machmas simcha, kach peish hakunches. Says Tosfos, v'yesh lil moed mikan. From here we can infer the following din: la'osam bachurim she'roichvim besusim likras chosan. There was a minig. We think today we do a lot of exciting gymnastics by a chasna. So they would, in front of a chasna kala, they would joust, they would ride horses, one against the other. Of course, the goal being one should push his friend off the horse. The koirin big doishal chaveiran. In the meantime, there was some hezek. They would tear the beged of his friend, o makalka lo susoi. Perhaps the horse would get damaged. Shame baturin, they were potter. And the whole year, generally won't be chayv for this, as mazit. Shikach noagu mach masim chaschosen. The purpose was mach masim chaschosen. That was the minig, and therefore you're potter. That's Tosis pshat. Then he has a different pshat in the Mishnah. That according to his first pshat in the Mishnah, it comes out that this minig of simcha b'shas chosim v'kala, they're potter from mazik. What is the reason for the shikach nohagu? Since when does minhag, a minig, potter one from the halachas of mazik? So the prima godim over here in Tofresh Tzadi Hei says the reason for the ptor is, since the minig is like that, they're moichel. They're moichel. It's understood. This is a consequence which is expected, which is normal, and the minig is to do this. So there's an understanding that there's a ptor because of mechila. Now normally we associate mechila as an after effect, after somebody, but the event, you're a mazik, so it can be moichel. But we do find in the Gemara become a katsi of krak, susi, v'yipotet. A person can be moichel in lechatchila. Do this, and I'm your potter. So here's, well, since the minig was to do this, so there's mechila, and therefore there's no chiyuv of mazik. That is the source of this remor. And that is how the remor brings it down exactly in Choshen Mishpat. But you notice when we started off, we read the Loshen of the remor takes this one step further. Because Tosfos is only dealing with the mazik, financial damage, the property of the other person. It's begotten, the sus, it's esrog. Tosfos doesn't deal with any physical damage on the person of the nizik. The Ramah says, v'yishayrin tim hizik echot es chaveiro. He gave him a bruise, he gave him a bump, which he would normally be chayv as hilchus choyval. He's also potter. Where did the Ramah get this from? So there's a Chumash Hadeshen, it's an old edition of the Shulchan Aruch, it's wrongly, the tzion is a wrong tzion, it's a chelek bei simon reish yud. The Chumash Hadeshen over there deals with a case as follows, that b'shas hekef of the Hoshanis on Yontif, when they were going around and it seemed it was very squashed and very tight, and one person gave the other person a push, not b'kavona, shaloi b'kavona, but there was some physical damage. They were very excited at the mitzvah, and they were pushing each other in order to get further in the simcha of the mitzvah of Hashanah. There was some physical damage, and the Chumash Hadeshen says that you're potter, and he bases himself on the same Tosfos. In other words, if it's this coming mekoyach, the simcha, and there was this incidental damage, so then you're potter even on physical harm, even on mazik haguf. So that's where the Ramah is coming from. So it's not a halacha specifically in Purim. Purim is just another example that it can come out that mekoyach, the simchas hayoim, some physical damage took place, and therefore the halacha is your potter milushani. This is the mokah of the first Ramah. Now, let's turn to the second din. The second din in Tofresh Tzadi Vov. And when I first read it, I started off with V'chein, which means I cut out something. What did we cut out? So the mocker of the Ramah is a Chibas Mahari Mintz, one of the early Acharoim. The Chibas Mahari Mintz is dealing initially with a very different Shaila, which seems from his discussion to have been a very hot topic. And that was, the minhag is people get dressed up on Purim, Smach Mesimchas Hayoyim, and it was not uncommon for men to want to get dressed up to do the job so perfectly, to take on such a good disguise, they would want to wear big day noshim, and noshim would want to wear big day anoshim. Now of course we have an issa, a whole year of loyilbash, an issa deraisa, that one is not allowed to do this. Is there any heter for this on Purim? That is the shaila which the Mahari Mintz discusses. And he brings from the smag, that since the yisoid of the Issa of Lo Yilbash is that it shouldn't bring one to Ni'uf Chas V'Sholem, to Znus Chas V'Sholem, so that would apply only in the general sense. But if the whole purpose of the dressing up, this changing one's garb, is purely to increase the Simcha of Purim, so then that is Bechlal not the case that the Torah is dealing with. Now, of course, we need an early achron of the statue of the Mahari Mintz, and he's bringing from the smag, to be able to make such a differentiation. That is what the Mahari Mintz brings from the smag. And the Mahari Mintz himself wants to bring a riot to this from a totally different case, which he brings from the Rivot. The Rivot said as follows. The food that the Bachurim would take one from the other, Mishum Simchas Purim, Afilu Shaloi Birshus, Ein Bahem Mishum Gezel. He wanted to bring a raya to this case of wearing big day noshim from the Rivor who was Matir to take the food one from the other. And the Mahari Mintz explains, what is the heter for taking food? What's the, well, they're allowed to, it's of Lo Sigzo. So he says as follows, Kivin she'eina oise almanas ligzol ulaharviach. Since the bocha who's stealing the portion from his next door neighbor at the Suda is not doing it for the purpose of stealing or to be marviach, he's doing it mishum simchas purim. Therefore, there is no issa gzeila. This is not called the issa of gzeila. Hochinami simili nidoin didon loishno. So he draws a parallel from the case of Gezela to the case of Lo Silbash. Now, Rabbeisa, let's bear in mind that we are now armed with the information, with the idea that the Ramah and Tais, based on the Taisus, was Matir Mishum Mechila, that if there's any damage which takes place on Purim, physical damage, property damage, then you're potter from paying. Now, if the Mahari Mintz had understood that this Rivah allows Bochrim to steal one from the other because it's the Minig and they're Moichel, he surely would not have had a raya to an Issa ben Odom la Mokoim of the Issa of Lo Yilbash. There, Mechila is irrelevant. It's not a question of Benod Machaveira. We cannot be Oven Issa Daraisa Benod la Mokoim of Niuf. So how did he build on the Rivot's din to come up with a conclusion that we can make this comparison and there's no Issa of Niuf? It's very obvious, I'm sure Alam will agree, that the Mahari Mintz understood a whole new understanding in this, as he says himself, that there are certain cases, and of course we cannot be mechadesh ourselves when yes and when not, but there are certain isurim where the sword of the issa is on one side, and the case we're dealing with is so far away from it that's bechlal not the issa. Since the sword of gzeil is laharviach, in the case when they're doing it machma simchas purim, then there's no issa gzeila. It's bechlal not the issa gzeila. And wearing clothes to increase the simcha of Purim is bechlal not the issa of Niyuf. So he came up with a new heter. And the question was, how did he know to build the center. You and I would have said, well, we understand what the Ribbon is talking about. We know it's a Tosis. Mechila. So of course, that one's, that the minhag is like that. You can, Tosis says in Sukkah, you can even lechatchila go on a horse with the understanding you're going to be potter. You can take the esroikim lechatchila. There's a minhag. The minhag is, this is what people do, and maybe people are meichel. Where did the Mahari Mintz see from this case of the revolt that there's a new heter over here? What was the riot? So I think the pshat is like this, because if you look at the Mogen Avraham, in the halacha of the Ramah that we've learned, that if you're mazik somebody on Purim, your potter, the Mogen Avraham adds a very important condition. Pirish she'oso mikoyach simcha. When are you potter of your mazik? When this was a derivative of the simcha, mikoyach ha-simcha, avalim kivei lahazik. But if you have a little grudge against this person, and a whole year you're waiting for the excuse, comes Purim, yomachavei lahazik, then you're chayef. There's no heter to be machavei, to be mazik somebody. So all these cases where there's no kavon lahazik, these bachurim, when they're dancing, when they're riding on these horses, have no intention of hurting a person. The sole goal is to knock him off the horse and to create a lot of fun. That's all. The hezek was incidental. Was shloipe kavona. If it's shloipe kavona, then you're potter. The Rivar said that the minute that bochrim steal, they're intending to steal. This wasn't, by the way, this wasn't an involuntary action that they're not the person's spectacles of. They tend to steal. If you intend to steal, you don't have the heter of Tosfos that the incidental hezek is potter, that there's mechila. There's no mechila when there's an intention. So what is this new heter? The Teretz is, as the Ma'ari Mintz understood, we see from here that it's bechlal not an iss of gzeila. Here, there is no iss of gzeila since it's been done because of Purim. So the Olam is thinking, oh, 1 minute. So if the Ma'ari Mintz was able to prove that we have a new heter, so there's no Issa Gzeilus, there's no Issa Mazik, so what do we need the first halacha for? If we have successfully proven, following in the footsteps of the Ma'ari Mintz, that there's a new heter over here, there's no Lo Yilbash, there's no Lo Sigzel, that's not the Issa that Tara was talking about. So perhaps it's no Issa Mazik, is this a special din of Gzeilus? It's a special halacha. There's no Gzeilus, if it's, what about Mazik? You should know the whole halacha of Mazik should be bottle of Purim. Purim, there's no mazik. What do we need the first halacha for? So the answer to the chod is very simple, Rabbi Yisrael. Think about it. What is the case of the Ma'ari Mintz? What were these bachim stealing for? This was part of the fun. This was what created the fun. It wasn't being done. They're not stealing each other's portions incidentally. This was the primary purpose of taking the portion, was to have fun. Why do people get dressed up and be over and have this conflict of Lo Yilbash? The purpose of the dressing up is to create the Simchas Purim. That's what makes everybody so freilich. That they're dressed up, they look different, and that creates the whole atmosphere of the day. Where the Aveira, so to speak, the potential Aveira, is being done to create the Simchas Hayoim. Again, only in the cases that the Poskim tell us, in the stealing of the food, or getting dressed up, that is Bechlal, not the Issa. But Rabbi Yisrael, this halacha, which you just learned from the Ma'ari Mintz, would not cover the situation if you're sitting next to the person next to you. Amachmas Roy Vachilash Shia, you excuse me, but the suit of your next of the person next to you needs a dry clean. That wasn't, nobody will, to the thing that added to the Simchas Hayom. That didn't add to the Simchas Hayom. That was an incidental hezek that took place. Machma Simchas Hayom. A derivative of the Simchas Hayom was that the person's dancing around very, in a very levitating fashion, and he knocks off a person's glasses. That didn't add to the Simchas Hayom. Nobody feels better and enjoys the situation more because somebody's glasses went flying. That's an incidental hezek. That's not covered by this din of the Ma'ari Mintz. The Ma'ari Mintz said, based on the revolt, that activities which are conducive, which add to the Simchas Hayom, that's not an Issa of Gezeira. If if you get dressed up and that provides simcha, that everybody gets happy with that, that's so far removed from the issur of lo yilbash that that's not included. But incidental hezek, that wouldn't be covered by this din of the Maharin mitz. For that we have to go back to the Tosfos in Sukkah with Ramah and Tofresh Sadihei to realize that there's a new p'tor because of a general din, a kol hashomer, that if a person is mazik, an incidental hezek, where the mimic is to do an activity which might bring about some type of damage, whether it's taking their sroikin on Sukkot, whether it's riding in front of a chosim akala for simchas chosim akala, or whether it's sitting next to somebody by Sudas Purim, that incidental hezek your pot of mishum b'chila. And as we said before, for Mogen Avraham, but that will only cover you if it's Shloda Kavona. But in the case where it's Kavona, that wouldn't cover you. So we need the case of the Mahari Mint, that where it is being done to be Ma'aveh Simchas Hayoyim, you're also potter, because that's Bechlal, not the Issa of Lo Siksa. So it comes out, Rabbi Yisai. Muradikazach. It comes out that these two halachas of the Ramah with the two individual Makairis are two totally separate halachas. Le Korav Zel Zeh, in Tofesh Tadihei, it's a patur Mishum Minig, that a person is Meichel, and it has to be Shaloi Bekavona, and if you look at the Mishibru, he brings from the Bach, that it can't be a Hezek Godel, because a person not Meichel, a Hezek Godel. Somebody comes into your house, and they're dancing around the Bachim, and sometimes when they leave, you notice a small piece of Hezek. The Minig is a person. There's people come dancing around, nobody intended to do the damage, and they're part of it small. But if they would chas v'shalom do a major hezek, Mishavurah says from the Bach, the person is a meichel. After the point, we can call them up and say, you know, I understand it was shloim kavona, but Adam hamazik is chai bei bonus bei baratzen. So he'll say to you, but the Ramah says you're part of it. He said, look at the Mishavurah. The Mishavurah says from the Bach, a person is a meichel, a hezek godel. That's the din of Tofresh Sadihei. Tofresh Sadivov, we have a heter when it's done to be Moisef in the Simcha of Purim, that's Bechlal, not the Aveir L'Sikso. So now the question is, why did the Ramah put it in two places? So we see there's two separate halachas, but at least bring one after the other. So look at this, Abba. So just to appreciate, sometimes the Eibush opens up our eyes and we see how much Chochmah and how much Oymek lies in the Heilige Werte of the Shulchan Aruch. In Tofresh Sadihei, he brings the halacha together with Hilchas Sudas Purim. Tofresh Sadihei, Dinei Sudas Purim, that's when all the excitement has, don't forget, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayim Kinesh Lipsume, during the Suda, it doesn't seem contrary to the Zrizim Magdinim, that the Chiv of Bisume, the Ike, is to be part of the Suda, not so much warm-up time necessary. But Akol Ponim, Toi Chasud is when these Hasekas come, because that's when a person drinks, and that's what the Ramah brings over here in Tofresh Sadivov. Tofresh Sadivov, the Mechaber says, Sivches, Mutter Liso Isho B'Purim. You can get married on Purim. Then, right after that, the Ramah says, Ma Shinogu Lilboish Patsufim B'Purim, that which people wear different costumes on Purim, there's no issa of lo yilbash, because they're mechavin only l'simcha, and some even allow levishas klayim midrabbonon for that reason, v'yeshoyimim da'osa, that's also discussed over there in the Mari Mintz. And then, v'chein b'na adam ha-choytum zeh mizeh derech simcha. What is choytum zeh mizeh derech simcha? And patsufim, which we know why they come together, because we saw that at source in the Mahari Mintz. What do they have to do with getting married on Purim? So I think the pshat is like this. I once saw from Shmuel Rozovsky that he asked a fantastic kasha. What is the heter to get married on Purim? On Yom Tov you can't get married, because one of the four reasons the Gemara says in Moed Katan is Ein Ma'avim Simcha B'Simcha. So why are you allowed to get married on Purim? Purim is also a mitzvah simcha, albeit midrabonon, but that should be enough. Why should the person allowed to get married on Purim? And Shmuel Rozovsky said a Merdikazach. says the reason you can't get married on Yontif is because there are two specific simchas which are coming together, and you can't mix them. There's a simcha of Yontif when there's a special mitzvah l'smoach b'Hashem. Zayayim osa Hashem, osa Hashem nagila v'nismach boy. We are misameach with the Eibishter that he came to join us on his Yontif. Simchas chos v'kala is a separate simcha. And for that, there's no, you're not allowed to mix the two. Eiv ad simcha b'simcha. Said to Shmuel, the simcha on Purim is a mitzvah l'smoach. The mitzvah, the chachomim were misakein, Machmas the nays that the yid is mechuyev be happy on Purim. You cannot have negative, sad, depressed thoughts on Purim. A person must go around and do anhogas of simcha. Whatever brings you to simcha is fine. That it all is included in the mitzvah of simchas hayom. If a person wants to upgrade their simcha by getting married on Purim, they'll really be freilich on Purim, getting married. Matoiv umanoim. It's not a steer to the Simchas Hayom. On the contrary, it's part of Simchas Hayom. That is why you're allowed to get married on Purim. Now, so it comes out that the yisod of this mechaber is that on Purim, anything which brings a person to Simcha, so long as it isn't over any Surei Torah, is part of Simchas Hayom. Listen to the Gaonis of the Ramah, says the Ramah. That's where the Ramah brings down the Ma'ariv Mincha's din. You can get dressed up on Purim. Why? There's a question of Lo Yilbash if it's going to be Big Day Noshim. But no, if this is going to be Moisif and Simchas Hayoim, so any way of being Moisif and Simchas Hayoim is part of the Mitzvah of Purim. And Chbochem HaChoychem Zemizeh, which was done, excuse me, to be Moisif and Simchas Hayoim is therefore also mutter. So this is the best place for the Ramah to bring down this halacha together with the Mechaber's din. There's a hetzer chasna on Purim. I was once sitting with many years ago before the chasna. I was sitting in Dr. Adler's office together. I had the privilege of sitting next to Rav Ordman Zatzal. And at the time I was learning Hilchus Treifus. And I she's next to Rosh Hashili, I have to say something. So I told him over something little that I was learning. And Hilchus Treifus is generally known as not the more of a drier area. And he turns to me and he said to me, there isn't an area of Torah that if you're maimik, if you delve into that chelik, if you think about it, you take it deeper, and work on it that you will not see Chochmah and Lomdus and Amkus. And I think these two Ramahs certainly show us that we would learn it at first glance, and we would see two halachas, and perhaps we would think it's all the same, that the oimek of the divrei of the Dvarim of the Ramah have become apparent, Baruch Hashem. Just perhaps to finish off, I'll say just one more minute. Last week's parasha. The luchos are divided in on lamokim and on lachaveiroi. If you ask us what would we put in the chelik of enon lachaveiroi, we would say hachnos skala, stoker, such wonderful mitzvahs I say. And yet, what do we find? Lo siksoil, lo sitzoch. What is the pshat? Negative is surim. The Chazanish once said, what's the hardest thing to do? Now the Chazanish knew, he learned kol ha-terekula, a tzaddik, tikkun amidus, it's the hardest thing to do. A person should go through life and not damage or hurt or harm another person, even inadvertently, with one's speech, with one's actions. Samara ab. That's the hardest thing. I think the Torah put into that says hadibus, even loisitzach lesikah. That's the sort of mitzvahs benod lachaveir. That's the ikah. The ik is not to be mazik anybody. We see even on Purim, when one might think it's hefka. It's nothing. Everything is governed. The apturim. Everything is governed by the Shulchan Aruch. If we can go through life and make sure that Rav Dessler's book, he brings down over there how Rav Dessler, when he came back from his activities at night, and it's his Balach San, he took off his shoes and crept up the steps, Chas V'Sholem, he shouldn't wake up anybody. The whole night would have been Levatola, and he woken somebody up. on the way out. All the stories to know from Bissol Salanta. Bissol Salanta was the Goyin Ador. We don't hear stories about his goyness. He covered his goyness. All we hear stories about how he made sure to rash the Meshareses shouldn't be, she was an Amona, she was by herself, shouldn't have to wait long, and shouldn't have to do extra work, and all these stories, because the Gedolim understood that Ikki is that we should be so careful not to hurt anybody in any way, and from there we can build to Gavaldik Mitzvah of Chesed. I'd just like to thank Olam for allowing me to be Mishtatef. It's such a wonderful, you should know that besides the fact that this is spread electronically, but the Ikki is that those people come to sit by the shir yoim yoim and start off the day with a real shir. It's a tremendous chus, and thank you very much for giving me that privilege for being Mishtatef today.